This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 11th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. State leaders in Florida raising concerns about glyphosate levels in bread. Governor Ron DeSantis and the state surgeon general, Joseph Lepido, released test results showing 6 of 8 loaves of bread purchased in the state contained traces of glyphosate. The findings were well below the EPA limit, but Lepido asserted the testing found high levels of glyphosate in some popular bread brands and that Floridians should be able to consume bread without worrying about toxins. So the highest level of glyphosate found in the bread was 191 parts per billion. The tolerance or residue limit established by EPA for cereal grains is 30,000 parts per billion. The North American Millers Association, American Bakers Association, and the National Association of Wheat Growers said the announcement, quote, needlessly scares consumers about trace levels of glyphosate that don't present genuine risk. Separately, NAMA said it is important to recognize the trace levels reported in the Florida test results are more than 100 times lower than levels that could pose a risk to human health, according to the EPA. The Congressional Renewable Fuel Council in the House of Representatives is working under a February 15th deadline to bring legislation to the full chamber before February 25th. Troy Bradenkamp with the Renewable Fuels Association says the committee has much to resolve.
I think the conversations have been productive, from what I understand. I think everyone's coming in with an open mind, and that's positive from what we've been hearing. They're certainly trying to resolve the issue. You know, from our perspective, we are willing to take some level of these RINs not to be reallocated at the end of the day, as long as that pool of RINs is small enough. So it's got to be a very small number. And so that's one of the equations that they're having to consider. The large refineries don't want reallocation, and the mid-sized refineries want to have access to the small refinery exemption program. I think those three camps are what they're trying to work.
Assuming the council reaches a compromise, Bradenkamp says the next hurdle will be finding a vehicle to carry the legislation.
Could it be a farm bill? Could it be a farm aid supplemental package that we do keep hearing about? It has to be something that's coming relatively soon. So we're going to be targeting anything and everything that might be coming along in the legislative agenda, but the must-pass pieces of legislation, absent this Department of Homeland Security continuing resolution, CR, that they can't seem to get finished up. Absent that, there really is no must-pass piece of legislation until the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30.
Bradenkamp says Senate leaders are watching the House effort.
We've had conversations over there this week with Senate leadership, and they're waiting with bated breath to see how this council activity wraps up and shakes out. And once I think more is known with the product and what is resolved, then I think they will try and figure out and see how the House is actually going to move this. We always anticipated this being something that gets attached to another piece of legislation that must pass. I think the Senate's waiting also to see how the House manages this, and then they'll take it up at that point.
Finally, farmers appear to be digging deeper into debt to meet operating needs for the year ahead. According to the USDA's most recent farm income forecast, debt-to-asset ratios will increase from 13.49 last year to 13.75 this year. The Economic Research Service says liquidity will likely decline this year. Working capital expected to fall almost $15 billion. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. The countdown for Commodity Classic 2026 is on. Cut through the noise and get straight to what works in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th to 27th. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge technology from over 400 exhibitors. Don't miss your chance to celebrate 30 years of agriculture excellence. Head to commodityclassic.com and register today. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.